In the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Hawaii today, Coast Guard and Navy rescue teams continue to search for 9 Japanese still missing after Friday's collision between a U.S. submarine and a Japanese fishing trawler. So far, a search of 3,200 square miles has turned up no sign of survivors. The Navy and National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the cause of the accident. Meanwhile, relatives and colleagues of the missing persons have left Japan for Hawaii. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Japan has responded to the accident at sea with a mixture of shock and anger. Japanese television networks and newspapers have carried firsthand accounts of the accident. Survivors say they heard a loud thump, then felt a shudder. Like iron being shredded is how the ship's captain described the sound. Then the lights went out and the ship quickly filled with water and noxious diesel fuel. It sank within 10 minutes. Those still missing include 4 teenagers, 3 crew members, and 2 teachers. The ship's captain says he believes they were trapped in the lower decks of the boat or in its cafeteria when it went down. At the ship's home port of Uwajima in southern Japan, relatives, friends, and officials spent the night at a local high school awaiting news, any news, of the missing persons. Today, 32 people from Uwajima left for Hawaii. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Colin Powell spoke with Japan's Foreign Minister, Yohei Kono, expressing regret for the incident. It is the second time in the past few days that the U.S. has been forced to make amends to Japan. Last Thursday, a senior U.S. Marine based in Okinawa, Japan, apologized for calling local officials a bunch of wimps in an internal email. Local residents have long complained about crimes committed by some of the 25,000 U.S. troops stationed in Okinawa. Friday's collision is likely to further inflame tensions between the U.S. and Japan over the two nations' security agreement. It has already caused a public relations problem for Japan's Prime Minister Yoshiro Mori. Japanese politicians and media have sharply criticized Mori for continuing his game of golf after receiving word of the accident. Mori has responded by saying, quote, "There was no need to get flustered, and besides," a senior aide says, "the Prime Minister was issuing instructions from his mobile phone." Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.